Zoomer Radio sounds like spring in Toronto. One fine morning, Lighthouse and Get Off My Cloud, The Stones on the morning Zoom with Sam and Jane. A lot of people feeling anxious this time of the year. It's tax season, after all, and it's been an extra unusual couple of years with government incentives and benefits during the pandemic. Have you filed your return yet? Here to help is Nicole Ewing, Director of Tax and Estate Planning at TD Wealth. Thanks for joining us, Nicole. We can use you.
Yes, Nicole, certainly it costs money to have someone do your taxes for you, but by paying a professional, it could save you money, right? Because the professionals are more savvy about what you can write off your taxes.
Absolutely. They're in the weeds. They're seeing people in similar circumstances as you. They certainly know what to look for. And when we think about, there are over 400 different deductions or credits that are available to individuals. It's certainly tough for any one person to keep track of that if this isn't what you're doing full time.
Right, exactly. Having said that, I also think it's our responsibility to babysit and to manage as best we can so that you're not handing stuff over to an accountant or a business and presuming that they know all the nooks and crannies. Would you agree?
I would, because nobody knows your situation as well as you do. And so we need to be in a position sort of issue spot for ourselves and identify which sorts of things might be impacting our taxes. So we might know if we're entered into a common law relationship, for example, or if there's been a breakdown in that relationship, or where we've spent our cold winters. And so that's the sort of information that we need to be recognizing as important so that we can share that with the individuals who are helping us with our taxes.
What specifically would you offer in terms of advice to the Zoomer generation, the 50-plussers, also those who've been working from home during COVID? There are write-offs involved for those people.
There are. So on the home front, we have an extension of that temporary flat rate method that allows an easier deduction of home expenses. So that was increased to $500 from last year's $400. And that applies if you worked from home more than 50% of the time as a result of the pandemic for at least four consecutive weeks. So that's the easy method, reclaiming $2 a day up to 250 days. If you find that you have spend significantly more in expenses, it might be worthwhile going into that detailed method, and that allows you to claim in excess of that $500. Other things I'd be paying attention to, your medical expense tax credit that's available on medical expenses. That includes not just things that happen in country, but out of country as well. And a lot of individuals miss the extent of the items that can be claimed with respect to medical expenses. So it's a very broad category, well worth diving in and seeing whether some of your less common items might be included. Oh, and I think, our boomer generation, and certainly our Zoomer generation, certainly is very, very involved in charitable donations. And so having an understanding of the how to maximize those credits would be important as well. So if we are contributing, we can pool them with our spouse, we can carry them over from year to year. And if we're doing over $200, we're jumping up that credit from a 15% to a 29% payoff. So well worth looking into the math when it comes to that.
Okay, so the deadline is coming up fast. Can you give us that? And also, what if I don't have the money to pay my taxes? I know that sounds like we should have been budgeting for that, but what if the amount comes up and I suddenly realize I don't have that kind of dough to pay? What do you recommend we do?
Well, deadline is May 2nd this year. So it's usually April 30th, but that happens on a weekend. So it is May 2nd, and that's the date that we need to file and have any taxes payment due. If we can't pay it, still file. Make sure that you are filing your return. That's going to make sure that you're not missing out on any benefits that are dependent on the filing of the return. So they can be interrupted if we're not filing. And it will also stop some of the penalties that are associated. So we might not be able to pay. We might still need to pay interest in the future. But if we can stop some of those penalties, that can really get out of hand and balloon the payment that we ultimately need to make. So just filing at a minimum. And then you can make arrangements to pay whatever might be due following that.
And that's May 2nd again. Nicole Ewing, Director of Tax and Estate Planning at TD Wealth. Excellent to have you on. Thanks, Nicole.
Oh, my pleasure.